Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the end of April, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday at 9:05, it's April 30th. If you're listening to it on Sunday, it's May 1st. Just seemed like we were talking about the winter, relatively mild winter, and here we are. It's May. It's incredible. Last week's show, we had Jane on from the Children's Museum in Dover. If you haven't been out that way, I encourage you to do so. I was recently out there for the Reds Road Race, Reds 5-mile road race put on by Reds Shoe Barn, and we also, Delta Dental's helped sponsor it, and it's called Reds for a Better Community. But in any event, the course was right at near the Children's Museum, so Jane Barr did a great job of explaining all the great things that are going on at the Children's Museum, including the fact that with 21st century learning, you know, thousands of school-aged children go to the museum, and that's how they get some of their learning in. And I want to put a big thank you out to our partners from NHTI. On Friday, April 22nd, we had the NHTI Delta Dental 5K Road Race at 6 o'clock, and that raises money for the Jen Kemp Scholarship. And part of my role as both a business leader but also as chair of the State Board of Education is really to get out there and, you know, and really walk the talk in terms of the importance of education, which is a beautiful segue to my guest today, because people have heard me say two things. They call me a two-trick pony, Jackie, but one is the mouth is part of the body. That's my paying job. Oral health is important. And the other is pay me now or pay me later. So with me is the longtime executive director of an organization called Early Learning New Hampshire, which is located at our 2 Delta location, Jackie Cull. Jackie, thank you for spending your April 30th and May 1st with me. I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out with Tom Raffio.
No, I'm delighted to be here, Tom.
You're just saying that because you see me almost every day when I'm over at 2 Delta, and we just had a board meeting as well. So let's just take a quick step back. Obviously, children are the bedrock of the Granite State, and we'll get into that and the importance of the 0 to 5 years. But tell us about your background and how your journey ended up where you're now the executive director of a pretty important organization called Early Learning New Hampshire.
Oh, sure. Well, right out of college, I went into the Peace Corps. And you might have heard the saying, you know, it's the toughest job you'll ever love. Well, I taught math in French in Mali, West Africa.
Oh, my God. Math in French?
I did.
Oh, my God. Are numbers different, though? No, they use the same math. Okay.
So that was definitely the toughest job I'd ever loved right out of college. And then, actually, I joined Save the Children. And my husband and I went to Sudan for 5 years.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And it was Ethiopia. I mean, you might remember in the mid-'80s, there was a terrible famine in Ethiopia.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. So that affected the Horn of Africa, and Sudan was equally affected. So we went there to a place about the size of Connecticut with no paved roads to do an emergency feeding program. And so that was clearly the toughest job I'd ever loved, but I hadn't met that job yet. And the toughest job I'd ever had that I loved was running a childcare center in New Hampshire. That was tougher than anything I'd ever done.
And you were in the Seacoast?
I was in two places, yes. I was in the Seacoast at what's now called the Seacoast Community School in Portsmouth at the campus, community campus. Before that, I was running White Birch Community Centers, childcare, and other community programs in Henniker. And it was the toughest job because in those other jobs that I talked about, like Sudan or Mali, they gave you the resources to do the job right. And running a childcare center in New Hampshire as well as other states, you don't have those resources. You see parents who you know their child is thriving at your center and they can't afford to stay there. You see terrific teachers that are doing a great job that can't afford to stay as well. And so that was what made it the toughest job, wanting to make sure you could keep those good teachers and open your doors to any family who needed you. And that was what was tough about it.
Well, that's ironic because here we are, you know, obviously we all heard about those droughts and starving issues, and yet you felt you had the resources to at least affect some change. And here we are in our own backyard and not having the resources. Now, obviously, I don't want to fast forward yet, but of course, the whole point of Early Learning New Hampshire is this advocacy for early learning centers. So that must have made such an impact on you, because if you fast forward 20 years and now you're the executive director. So have things gotten any better?
I mean, they really have.
They have. You know, okay. I mean, well, tell us about that.
Well, sure. I mean, there are ways to go. Let me be clear. But things have gotten better in the sense that the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees a lot of the state and federal funding for childcare programs and trying to open up access to early childhood programs like childcare, like Head Start, like preschool, like after school, they have really tried to do a good job opening up access. There is a way to go. About five years ago, we did lose some money in the childcare budget, and we're trying to get that back. But they have, a while back during the recession in 2009, they had to dial back a lot of the policies that were helping families, were helping programs do a terrific, effective job. They've restored a lot of that, but not all of it. So things are getting better, but at the same time, it's really tough. It's really tough to hire great teachers, to keep great teachers. So we still got quite a ways to go.
So, of course, there's a big, huge irony in that, because obviously, and we'll get to this momentarily, but the 0 to 5 years are the most important years. From there, as you've heard me say a million times, I mean, if that's taken care of, then that's the best correlation to a child's success as an adult in high school, college, and then as an adult. So what is the best way we can get the word out on this funding? And you know, I mean, when I'm at these Excellence Champions Awards and so forth and see these great teachers in these early learning centers, the listening audience would be amazed to see how great these women and men now are, and we need to support them. So what can we do?
Well, there's a couple things. There's sort of a bit of more of a long-term push and a short-term push. And one of the short-term pushes that Early Learning New Hampshire is spearheading is something called the State Early Learning Alliance. And so this is a way of coming together for these programs to share their resources, buy things with an economy of scale, and really do it better and put more resources in their pockets that they can then turn around and make sure and give back to the teachers. And so with this collective negotiations and buying, they're able to have auto and home insurances that are much more affordable, Verizon and AT&T phone services. They're able to give home heating fuel, propane and oil at discounts to these teachers. So that's a short term, and it really helps. It puts about $1,000 back in their pocket, which is really important. Long term.
And are all the early learning centers on that program, or are they going to be on that?
They're
program?
Not, but we're really working hard to make sure that we can offer that to most programs. You do have to be willing to go over and above licensing to raise your quality in order to be on this. And so part of the reasoning
I think most people want to be the best, so that's hopefully not a hurdle.
Yeah, but you know, quality costs money, right? This alliance and this way of doing business better and together really does help them put more resources into raising quality. That's a start, and that's a really important start, and we're really proud that that's happening and that we're going to be expanding it and offering it to more programs to be in this alliance.
So that's sort of the nuts and bolts of running, an early learning center. From an advocacy perspective, let's carve out a bit. How can a business help? I mean, obviously, a business wants to have qualified candidate employees, whether they're high school graduates or college graduates. And I know that when I'm speaking to my fellow CEOs, they're thinking, tomorrow, not necessarily 18 years from now, but all I know is when I moved to New Hampshire in 95, I had 3 in diapers and 1 third grader, and that now they're all in their 20s, happily employed, and it seems like yesterday.
Right.
So if we make the proper investment in the early years, there's got to be a return on that, right?
There really is a return on investment. I mean, there's a Nobel laureate in economic sciences has shown that for every dollar invested, it's at least $7 returned to society by investing in early childhood education.
Meaning that the adult is more a qualified citizen,
right?
There's no crime,
yep,
things like health, et cetera.
They're less likely to become a teen parent. They're more likely to get that good job and keep that good job, et cetera. So it really is a terrific return on investment. But, you know, we really do see that it's important for this for every program to have what they need to make sure that they can provide that quality program.
Do the local colleges and universities have a major in early learning? I know one of my employees' daughters is at UNH, and she seems to be taking a course workload that relates to this field. So are there, can you get a degree in it?
You sure can. And so they can get an associate's degree. You know, there's some terrific programs through the community college system of New Hampshire, throughout New Hampshire. There's also bachelor's degrees in many of the colleges throughout New Hampshire. But again, circling back to the businesses, they can do something that's local. They can connect to those early childhood programs, whether it's childcare, again, Head Start. They can get involved. They can join the boards. They can connect. They can make sure, you know, maybe there's slots that they can reserve for their for their employees, for their team members. So there's local connections businesses can do. They can also really rally with us and advocate with us to the legislature to get sufficient funding, whether it's state or federal.
So there's also an Early Learning New Hampshire board that Nano Novus and Novus Engineering and I sit on. So CEO colleagues that are looking for a board opportunity, Jackie, what's your phone number?
226-7900.
And the board meetings are run very efficiently. They're right at 2 Delta. It would be great if one of my CEO colleagues would contact Jackie, because Nano and I would love to have additional business people on the board. It's a great board. There are passionate, you know, policymakers, legislators, people in the field. But I really do think, I know my own experience as a testifying at the State House, sometimes as chair of the Board of Education or chair of the Business and Education Coalition, they're looking at me more as a CEO of a company. So business leaders, you may not understand that you actually can really impact this field, because legislators, for whatever reason, seem to listen to business leaders sometimes more than the actual advocate for a particular passion.
Absolutely. No, I agree. We'd be delighted. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to break for a commercial. We'll be back with Jackie Kyle. We have so much more to talk about, including the science behind early learning. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Here we are, April 30th and May 1st. And again, I want to thank all my running friends for coming and showing up at the April 22nd NHGI Delta Dental Road Race. Upcoming, there are races in Canterbury, as well as the Bill Lutie 5-miler in July, and then we have a couple of June races, including a new one put on by Runner's Alley, a 10K race right out of Concord. So while my guest today is interested in wellness and fitness, she's also as importantly interested in the early learning years. So Jackie Kyle, Executive Director of Early Learning New Hampshire, again, thank you for joining me this weekend.
You're welcome.
So long before we had the science behind it, I had been saying it's pay me now or pay me later, and I sort of knew instinctively that, you know, if someone's taken care of, you know, almost really pre-birth to five, everything else can flow from there. So it's really, you know, invest in those years, and high school will take care of itself, and so on and so forth. There now seems to be a lot of science behind that. I know I've been at a number of conferences where I've seen the science in action. So let's talk about that. I know you're not a doctor, but I think you have a good way of explaining it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but I really have had the opportunity to hear about these recent advances in science. So it's neuroscience, molecular biology, and genomics. What they've learned is that the brain is like a house. It's built from the bottom up. And it's the early experiences that children have that really shape the architecture of the maturing brain. So whether it's a sturdy or a fragile foundation really will depend on those earliest experiences. So what they've learned is it's what we call serve and return. It's that back and forth communication and connections that the children make with the support of adults in their life. So whether it's babbling and cooing, facial expressions, and then eventually words, that responsiveness back and forth is the key to building that strong brain architecture in the earliest years. They're also learning that there's something called toxic stress. And what toxic stress is what derails that development. Toxic stress is the chronic activation of the stress response system in the children's bodies. So these, if it's, it can happen from abuse, neglect, extreme poverty, lots of risks and adversity that the children and their families are facing. So if that chronic activation of the stress response system literally changes the wiring in the brain, and it can have long-term consequences. What they're finding is that research shows that in middle age, it shows up as heart disease. It shows up as obesity and depression and even some forms of cancer. So these early experiences, for better or worse, are built into our bodies and brains. So trying to make sure that there are enough supportive adults, including the parents, that are really buffering those stress response systems in the children's lives is really key.
And you heard me say this at my Harvard reunion a couple years ago. I was on a panel. They asked me to be on the panel because I was chair of the State Board of New Hampshire. But the panel ended up turning to be a validation of the investment in early learning. And what they were talking about is something called ACE, the adverse child experience, which is basically what you're talking about, the toxic stress, and how that, one or two or chronic adverse childhood experiences affect you your whole life. You mentioned the health, the medical side of it, but also the mental side of
That's
it.
That's right.
Trust issues, everything else. So,
Absolutely. So
the science is behind that. And, as you said, that type of toxic stress or distress can impact a lifetime. Conversely, the positive give and take of reading to your child, of cooing with your child, of being there, reacting. I call that good stress. And I always say there's distress and then you stress, EW, meaning that type of positive interaction conversely will help the child develop into a very formidable adult. And that's really what we want.
That's absolutely true. And there are some terrific tools out there, really ways to have parents really know the kinds of back and forth responsive things that really help children build those strong brains. And so one thing I'd like to have your listeners hear about is something called Vroom with a V.
Yeah, please tell us about Vroom, because I know I've seen that in action. And we have those flyers in our office. So tell us about Vroom.
Well, it's brand new, and you go to the website. It's called joinvroom, VROOM.org. And it's a way to take everyday moments, whether you're diapering, you're doing the laundry, you're grocery shopping, taking all those, you're actually mealtime. You're taking those everyday moments and turning them into brain-building moments. It's completely free. You don't need to buy one tool. You already have what it takes. And it's a very easy way of getting that information. You can, if you have a smartphone, you can get an app that gives you reminders of some terrific ways to do things.
And some of us are becoming grandparents, so grandparents can use it, right?
Absolutely. You might remember, Tom, in October, we had the former CEO of Procter & Gamble come and talk here in New Hampshire. And he actually talked about Vroom as a grandparent as well.
Yeah, he was awesome. And Mrs. Bezos was there, too.
That's right.
Some of this is funded by the Bezos Foundation?
Or? That's right. So the Bezos Family Foundation in Seattle created Vroom. And so we're very excited that this is now coming out and available both nationally and here in New Hampshire. So please do go to that website.
And to me, what's really cool is that as we all become grandparents and, we're trying to help our sons and daughters, we can help their children, your grandchildren as well. And even simple things like, how you do the laundry, but get the kid activated with
Absolutely.
It. I mean, it's just really cool. It's a great move. So give us the website again. Or?
Yes. Joinvroom.org. So that's join, J-O-I-N, Vroom, V-R-O-O-M, like a car, vroom, .org, O-R-G.
It's a great, great, great resource, both for parents and grandparents. So... We're blessed. We have Early Learning New Hampshire, but we also have Spark New Hampshire, at 2 Delta. And, of course, one of your colleagues, Laura Milliken, who's the director of Spark, is really helping us get the word out as well. So tell us, I know I sometimes get the question What's the difference between Spark and Early Learning New Hampshire? It's all kind of similar, but why don't you explain that?
Well, sure. So Early Learning New Hampshire, we are a nonprofit organization, and our main purposes are getting the word out about early childhood development. That's where we're really in lockstep with Spark. But we also are, we work very closely with early childhood education. So again, childcare, Head Start, preschool. We do advocacy to make sure programs have what they need and families can access good programs. So that's really what we're formed for. And we're also, again, giving good membership services to the programs. Spark is New Hampshire is the governor-appointed Early Childhood Advisory Council for our state. So it's part of the executive branch. We share offices. We're their fiscal sponsor because they're part of the executive branch. It allows them to get private funding and, of course, any state or federal funding. What their purpose is to really build systems for early childhood, everything that affects their development, health, their education, and family leadership and support. Really have everyone working together from a focus of an age group. So it's prenatal through grade three. So we're a piece of what they do, but they're a lot larger. Yeah.
But so often at different conferences I'm at, both you and Laura are there. It's like hand in glove, correct?
We really are. We really work so closely together. It's really been a gift to Early Learning New Hampshire that Spark New Hampshire was formed. And we think we're very helpful. Our staff really works very closely with Laura to support the work that she's doing.
Perfect. And Spark New Hampshire also has a website. It's sparknh1word.org. And their number, and if you want to talk to Laura Milliken, is 226-7900. So as you kind of look ahead, you were both being realistic, saying we have a ways to go, but we've made a lot of progress, I think. I know more and more when people see that video demonstrating the science, you can't not be convinced. I mean, you really can't. I think we're trying to get the word out to all of our legislators, but kind of put your crystal ball on. You've been in the field a long time. Again, we've made a lot of progress, but a ways to go. So how do you see things in the next couple of years?
I really do see things changing so that people can really understand that there needs to be better and more effective investment in early childhood development across, again, health and education and family support. And I think what's really exciting is so many more business leaders are getting involved. You have philanthropy.
Yeah, I was bummed out, Jackie, because at the conference with the legislators, first time in my life I wasn't on your panel. You know, we had Steve Barber, right?
And Matt Mowry.
Of course, Matt Mowry is the editor of Business New Hampshire Magazine, and his story, one, he believes in this scientifically, but two, it's also a personal story because he adopted two foster children and he saw firsthand that by nurturing them, they've really turned it around. So I think it's much better to have Matt than me because he's really compelling with that compassionate story. But you're right, we do, I mean, we've got to spread the word as business leaders and to be ambassadors and to understand that if we invest now, ultimately, you can take the long view. 15 years later, you're going to get better, employee prospects.
Absolutely. And again, what Spark New Hampshire can do is we can come to your business to a lunch and learn to talk to your employees, or you can help us connect to the Rotary Club or Chamber or School Board in your community, and we'll come and we'll talk about that science. It's a great presentation.
It's very compelling. It's not boring. It's not a science lecture. Again, the Spark number is 226-7900, probably Laura will answer, or sparknh.org, and you can spread the word, be an ambassador if you're involved with your Rotary Club or the Chamber. You won't be disappointed if you get Jackie and Laura to take their road show. You can also be a champion yourself, right? You could
Absolutely.
Call your elected officials.
Please do. So again, one of the things we talk about are the various ways that you can be involved. Again, you can connect to early childhood programs in your community. We can help you make that connection. You can spread the word. Again, Rotary Clubs, hosting events, but also, like you said, take a stand. Are you able to talk to the local official, to your elected officials, to candidates for office? We'll help you do
that.
And
I can tell you, if an elected official hears from you, whether it's a phone or email, it makes a huge difference, whether you're a business leader or not, that makes a difference. And we have something called our Pledge to New Hampshire's Children, which you can get and you can look at sparknh.org/pledge. Just briefly tell us what that is.
Yeah, that's been really effective in the sense of it's really talking about the the pledge that you will take to support New Hampshire's children. Again, that you would spread the word, that you would connect to programs, that you would take a stand. And so you just go on the website and you click on the pledge, and your name and or your business name can be added. We have over 800 people that have taken the pledge so far, our entire U.S. delegation.
I'm on there too, you know,
are.
Jackie.
You
of course,
are.
One of the first ones.
But both our senators and both our U.S. Yes. Congress people and our governor.
I have to say that. Kelly, Jean, everybody's on board with this for sure. So the Spark number is 226-7900, and your Early Learning New Hampshire number is?
Same number. We're all together, 226-7900.
And that's an example. We've combined office space, so they're very efficient and frugal with their space at 2 Delta. It's great to see all very vibrant employees, you know, working together. Okay, Jackie, well, our time is up. You're fantastic as usual. We'll return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.